Studying together the Gospel of Luke, conscious that there are four Gospels, but Luke is very selective in what he includes and excludes. You'll notice between verses 17 and 18 there, between the miracle and then Jesus asking Peter and the disciples, who do men say that I am? And then, who do you say that I am? In Matthew and Mark's Gospel, there's quite a lot of literature in between. A number of miracles, some more parables and teaching, a bit of travelling and conversations there are in Matthew and in Mark's Gospel. But Luke, very consciously, I think, and maybe we'll have to wait until we get to heaven to ask Luke this, but I think that Luke is very consciously connecting together, leaving out the things that Matthew and Mark records, and sandwiching between these two questions. You see, Herod is asking, who is Jesus? And then from verse 18 onwards, we have Jesus asking his disciples, who do men say and who do you say that I am? And I think Luke is very consciously saying, okay, here is two different groups of people, here's two different people asking the same question, and the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 really does help us to answer that question. You see, Luke is consciously writing to the Greeks. We've heard that a number of times, haven't we? We know Matthew writing to the Jews, Mark writing to the Romans, John a number of years later on writing to everybody, but Luke particularly focusing in on the Greek mind. And there are differences in the way that Greeks, Romans and Jews think and what they believe and their history and everything else. Well, Luke is writing to the Greeks, and Greeks would ask a lot of philosophical questions that Jews and Romans just didn't ask. Greeks would often ask the question, who and what am I? Jews knew the answer. They had the Old Testament. They had the account of creation. They knew who they were and what they were. In a Roman mind, that wasn't too important. The world now and our future is more important. They're more focused on the here and the now and conquering and in other things. But the Greeks, part of a Greek mind, was to step back and ask themselves those philosophical questions. I'm sure the names of Plato, Aristotle and Socrates are quite familiar to many of us this morning. They would ask themselves, where can I find truth? Where can I find peace and hope? Where can I find real wisdom and joy? Where can I find satisfaction, contentment, fulfillment, and meaning? We see this as we look back at the world we live in again and again. In the Far East, they answer the question, well, you will find these things through nirvana and enlightenment. And they will have their teaching and their practices, and ultimately you can answer those questions. The communists, they have utopia, don't they? And you will find real fulfillment and meaning, and man will enter into the golden age of humanity through utopia. And that's how they seek to find the answers to these questions. Well, Luke is addressing the Greek mind. And he's constantly, through the gospel we've seen, reminding and teaching us who Jesus is and why we should follow him. Is there evidence, proof, and reason to make a definite decision about Jesus? What is life really like without Jesus? What can he do for us and give us? What can he do through us and with us if we follow him? Is being a disciple of Jesus the best and the wisest way to live my life? These are things that Luke is answering again and again and again all the way through his gospel. Let's begin with the first question then. Who am I and what is life really like without Jesus? And I think that Luke is consciously saying, hey, have a look at the crowds. Have a look at Herod, have a look at the disciples, and you'll really get an answer to that question. Look at Herod first and foremost, Herod has a very guilty conscience, doesn't he? He's haunted by the memory of executing John. Popular opinion about Jesus is making this even worse, as some are saying that John the Baptist has now risen from the dead. Herod has sought to remove him and silence him by beheading him, but people are now saying this man called Jesus is John raised from the dead. And Herod, you are fighting against God, but you cannot and will not win. And he has a guilty conscience. Here we